88.9 Shine FM Parenting Moments each week with psychologist and founder of Eckert Center, Kimberly Eckert. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Okay, I still haven't figured out what my Enneagram number is, but I'm enjoying listening to all the different descriptions. So I think by the end of it, I'll figure it out. And today, I guess we're going into Type 7, another of the head types of the Enneagram learning style.
That's right, and this is the enthusiast. So if you've ever met a 7, you have probably had a lot of fun. 7s want to have as much adventure as possible, and they are easily bored. They fear experiencing emotional pain, especially sadness, and actively seek to avoid it by staying busy. 7s are defined by their desire to experience everything life has to offer. They appear to others to be lively, fun-loving, and this is true. However, their deepest fear is getting stuck in a rut and missing out on, quote, the good life. And they cope with this fear by constantly seeking out exciting, novel, and fun experiences. Their core motivation, more than anything, 7s are trying to avoid feeling bored, sad, or uninspired. So, no surprise that their passion is termed gluttony. Really, it's just that, you know, like thirst for new experiences. And again, that seeking of adventure. But their virtue, so when you meet a healthy 7, they really exude sobriety. So really that I've got enough. And this is my growth tips for 7s. And again, people can check out truity.com. They have many growth tips listed. I'm just going to give you a couple. Slow down and experience the moment. 7s like to stay busy to distract themselves from feelings of discomfort. Because of this, they may not allow enough time to relax and be present. And then 2, learn to see the value of pain. 7s grow when they learn to see that there is beauty in darkness. Painful emotions aren't necessarily bad. When you feel the need to distract yourself from pain, stop and check in with yourself and see how you're actually feeling. And again, when I'm working with 7s, I really remind them that God, He invented emotions, all of them. The ones that are pleasant to feel, the ones that are unpleasant to feel. And Jesus himself was a witness to those unpleasant emotions. And so stopping and feeling our sadness and knowing that it isn't dangerous, but it's actually God's way of giving us an opportunity to notice what we love and miss. And also, tears are God's way to carry our sadness away. So these are important things for 7s to learn. And again, people can check out truity.com or Ian Cron's great book on the Enneagram. There's so many good resources available.
Okay. Well, thank you once again, Kimberly. And we're going to continue in the next couple of weeks here, wrapping up all the learning styles of the Enneagram. But for now, I know EckertCenter.com is a great resource.
That's right. So on our website, you will see our podcast. So you can re-listen to any of the interviews that you and I do, Mike. We also have our resource page. And there we have Madison Stevenson, who is our resident blogger that you can read on our continuing dialogue of the Rosenberg Reset that was so well received in March. And welcome back to Jason Bosch, a registered psychologist who began his career with Eckert Center and has returned. And he has a particular passion for young adults trying to launch into the adult world. And that's no small feat these days. And so people can check him out again at EckertCenter.com and our About Us page.
Okay, sounds good. EckertCenter.com, north and south locations, online appointments available as well. And a gift certificate for a free consultation could be yours if you are caller number
one today.
Ooh, caller one. You got her. 403-276-8888. First caller through right now. And continuing our topic on the Enneagram next week with Kimberly. Thanks so much.
Take care, Mike.